This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, just Snoop Booty.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Obviously, huge news with Hulk Hogan. We're going to get into that. Maybe take some calls on the Hulkster. Right now, though, I want to stick to football. The one and only David Aldridge joining us now from The Athletic. D.A., how do you do? Thank you for making time, sir.
Of course. Y'all got air conditioning, so
you're in a good spot right now.
We love it, dude. We love it.
We're rolling here.
Von Miller just spoke, and he was wildly impressive.
Yeah,
he's good. Cool and funny. What were your biggest takeaways there?
I mean, you know, he's like a vet that's been around and seen everything. He's got a ring. You know what I mean? Like, you could just kind of tell a dude is not going – I mean, he can be – you can be happy to be here but not be like, wow, this is the greatest experience of my life. No, this is his next stop on the way to Canton. Whether it's his last one or not, I don't know. But, you know, like – but obviously he's got – the kind of, and I say this, I don't mean this in a bad way, the stupid confidence that great players have.
Yep.
That are just like, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. I'll be able to do it and do it at a high level. And I think that's good for young guys to have. Bobby has it in a different way. Bobby doesn't put it out there, but he plays like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Von says it and plays like it, you know. And you need different guys in your locker room. So I think this is a good thing.
When you look at them bringing people like a Bobby Wagner, now a Von Miller, as I stated a couple of days ago, them being around him 1 year is way better than having a coach tell you something.
Absolutely. You know this, B. Yeah. Like, your peers are going to be the ones you listen to, not a coach. As good as Coach Gibbs was about everything, it was the guys in that locker room stepping to the other guys in the locker room that made that thing work. And it's the same here. And having young guys, you just think about the young guys on the defensive side of the ball now being able to pick the brains of Bobby Wagner and Von Miller about stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, that's worth his weight. Like, Mike Sammersteel is going to get a grad-level education this year. You know, I was talking to Coleman this morning about what it's like playing next to Laramie Tunsil. He said, that guy was my idol when I was growing up. I wanted to be him.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? And so now you're like, so all of this stuff, when they talk about they want to bring certain types of guys in here, you can see it's going to be certain. It's not going to be maybe the flashiest guy, but it's going to be the guy that has the most gravitas, I think, in the locker room.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend David Aldridge here, joining us in the tent. You can follow David Aldridge at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. It wasn't lost on me that Von started his presser by saying, you don't leave Josh Allen to go just anywhere.
Right.
And then later in his comments when he was talking about why he picked his number, he's like, well, I used to wear five, but five's obviously taken. It's crazy what Jaden has done to elevate this organization.
It's unbelievable. It just keeps – the ripple effect keeps going. It never stops, right? Like, why did Cliff Kingsbury come here? Why did Cliff Kingsbury stay here?
Sure.
you know what I mean? Like, why does Von Miller come here? Why did Bobby – you know – over and over again. I go back. We've talked about this, I think, before, JP. When Sam Cosmi signed his extension, last year. And this was during about this time last year where he signed this extension. And he said, I signed this extension because I want to block for number five for the next 10 years.
Right.
That was an eye-opener to me because offensive linemen don't usually get all warm and fuzzy about stuff like that. For him to say, that's the guy I want to rock with, that showed me a lot about the impact that Jaden had before he took a snap in the NFL. And certainly after his year last year, you can see guys are like, yeah, I want to be around this guy and help this guy get as far as he can in this league.
And how impressed have you been with Jaden? Like, we get to talk to him weekly. We get to be around him a lot. You kind of have those casual conversations in the locker room with him. He's always picking your brain about basketball stuff. He has just maintained the same cool calmness all the time. It's really pretty incredible.
He hasn't changed at all in the year that we've been able to see him a little bit. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign because you want your quarterback to be the same all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you remember Joe Montana. He never get rattled. You know what I mean? He's the same, up 40, down 40. Never got rattled. And that's what you want your quarterback to be. And it doesn't seem like Jaden gets rattled very easily or for very long when he does, if he does. So that's a great sign for this team. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, just guys wanting to make sure that they help him become the best quarterback he can be because you know his potential is off the charts.
I think the thing, when you look at him, it, just his whole mindset is something different than most people. And when you see that, you understand that guy is special because everyone talks about sophomore slumps. I'm not thinking about that for one bit.
No.
You know, C.J. Stroud, they claim he had a sophomore slump. Both of his top receivers were gone.
Right.
He ended up back in the playoffs.
Right,
won a
exactly.
game. That's not a slump to me.
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
I just think Jaden is a different dude compared to most we've seen.
He's especially for a young quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, they get all the attention, all the hype, all the commercials, all the social media, everything. Everything. They were talking, somebody was talking to me about Sam Hartman blows up when he posts something, when they post something about him on social.
Yeah.
The fourth string quarterback.
Oh yeah. JP had some people tell him that they wanted the quarterback to
that
come.
Tell you this
and he was like,
no.
Who? And they were like, the one with the hair.
Right.
And he was like, Jaden? They said, no, the other one.
Right, right.
Sam Hartman.
Yeah,
he's a heartthrob, though.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
might not score a touchdown for you, but he's a heartthrob.
But Jaden, you know, there's none of it. There's no commercials. There's just nothing that indicates that success went to his head or that he's compromising in any way in terms of trying to become even better next year or this coming year. So you just, like you said, he's different. He seems different in terms of how he approaches things, not even how he plays, which is different, but just his demeanor. And like, he's not tripping off of this, you know, which would be very hard for me, for 21-year-old David Aldridge. If I had this kind of success, I promise you I'd be reacting differently than Jaden Daniels is.
Dude, I mean, even when I was 24, I was an idiot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could argue at 43, I'm an idiot.
I almost said it.
Right. Didn't need to be said.
He's a remarkable individual, and there is undeniably so much momentum out here, but there is kind of that elephant in the room with the Terry McLaurin situation.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm curious. I wonder what you think of my theory. The way DQ talked, I believe it was you that did a really good job of kind of clarifying what he said yesterday. Because the problem in the aggregation world is when Dan Quinn mentioned week one as a possibility for Cosme, people take that and run.
Yeah.
And what DQ was really talking about was, we're going to wait till we figure out the roster move here.
Because
if we think he can go week three, then we're not going to put him on IR. Right.
Exactly.
But the thing that really stuck with me was Dan Quinn was like, about a month from now, we're going to have to really figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
Do you think that's kind of the timeline of when they start to actually worry about a Terry deal?
I would think if, you know, they play New England, was it August
8th? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
8th, and then they play Baltimore the next week,
18th,
right?
Yeah.
18th. I would say the Baltimore game.
No. Baltimore is the 23rd, right?
You know what? We've got it right here.
18th
Baltimore's
is
the 23rd.
Cincinnati.
What's the middle one? Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's 18th. The 18th.
That's my birthday. That'd be a good present if they signed Terry on that
That's
day.
The Monday nighter. Yeah. That's game two of the preseason.
That's the game
if you're
where the real
play,
guys right. are going to play the most is game two, right? They're not going to play at all in game three. So, yeah, to me, it's like that Cincinnati game is the one I would circle. If he's not in that week, I would start to be getting very worried about this because I know he's been here. I know he's a vet. I know he worked with Jaden last year. I know they have chemistry. I know all of that. But Brian, I should give you a finder's fee because I say this every time anybody asks me about the preseason. As Brian Mitchell says, the only way you can get ready to play football is to play football. There's no other way.
Yep.
There's no other way. And so at some point he's got to play football and be ready to go week one. And, yeah, he could miss the first game. I'd rather he didn't. But he really needs to play the second game, to me, to be ready to play week one.
Where do you think they are?
I mean, I don't know. They're both being very disciplined about not putting very many numbers out there.
Yeah.
But if you kind of read between the lines when you talk to people that are in this, like, it seems to me that the DK Metcalf is the line of demarcation here, where Terry's camp is like, he's better than DK Metcalf. He's been more consistent than DK Metcalf. He's better in the locker room than DK Metcalf. What are we talking about? He should get paid more than DK Metcalf. And I'm guessing, because the Commanders are incredibly disciplined, that the Commanders are saying, it's not our fault that Pittsburgh gave DK Metcalf that contract. We're not going to work off of that. That's not our parameter. Mm-hmm. And that's where the disconnect is. And they got to figure out, all right, are we going to keep sticking with this, or are we going to go to something else to get to a number that both sides could be comfortable with? And I think that's where they're at.
I think that age thing pissed him off a little bit. But
I think so,
when
too.
When you hear about age and then you bring in veteran guys like Avon we just talked about, and you see the impact they have on the team, a guy that's not as old as them, who's still impactful, who is a very positive influence on the team,
I hear this age
you should
thing,
never say that.
I hear age all the time, whether it's with football team, basketball team, baseball team. It's always, the player's too old now for us to pay him. Well, when are you supposed to pay the player? You know what I mean?
You didn't want to pay him when he was young.
Right.
But he hadn't proven himself.
Right.
Then
he
proves himself nice to old.
Right, exactly.
My best 3 years in a row was after 30.
Right. So if you're in the – if a guy hasn't missed a game in 4 years, you know.
And just at that position.
And just came off a 13-touchdown season, like, at what point is he supposed to get paid? You know, so the issue is too strong. The question I would have for the Commanders if they would talk openly about this is, all right, but you set this whole thing up to take advantage of these 2 years before you have to give Jaden the extension. We all understand that in 2 years you got to give him a massive extension.
Yeah.
We get it. So you have this money available for 2 years to take care of everybody you want to take care of before you pay Jaden. So why wouldn't you take advantage of it? Maybe pay Terry a little bit more in year one than you would like, but it doesn't matter because you've got the money. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You got the money this year to take a chance on a guy.
It all also, to me, seems so contradictory. If you make these moves to go get Debo and Tunsil, like if you decided just to really build this through the draft,
right,
and you're going to hit the ground running in year four for Jaden,
right,
because it's all homegrown, like, all right, but you veered from
you
that.
You said, listen, we're winning now. We're going
right,
now.
Immediately.
Right.
We're going now.
The first year.
You realize, yo, this kid can play with anybody.
Yeah.
Let's build.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to go that direction,
yes,
how do you not have your Debo's an incredible player.
Right.
But he's a different type of player.
Right.
He's not like a pure wideout.
Right.
Terry's your best wideout.
Right.
And I mean, we might talk ourselves into some cool camp stories here, but Terry has a proven ability to get over the top on NFL defenses mm-hmm. and give you verticality.
Look.
And
yeah.
Do you really not want to have that?
Well, okay. Always that. Okay. What's the replacement cost?
Right.
Yeah.
Who can you go get that's as good as Terry McLaurin? I don't know that anybody's out there right now that you could get that's as good as Terry McLaurin. And so you're not going to replace him with someone as good. You're going to replace him with somebody that's not as good, which seems to your point, contradict the notion that, no, we're going to go all in now because we have a guy that good. So if we put a real – if we improve at tackle and we go get the best left tackle in football to protect this guy and we go get one of the top cover corners in the league – to help the defense, you know, how do you not then continue that by taking care of your best wide receiver who has a great relationship with your quarterback? Like, I don't get it. To me, it's not my money. It's not my salary cap. And all I'm saying, again, because I don't know, if Terry is asking for Justin Jefferson money or Jamar Chase money, he shouldn't get it. He's not as good as they are. Like, those are the two best receivers in the league. It's not close. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's what they're asking for. I think they're saying he wants to be paid commensurate with the rest of the top receivers in the league. And I don't think that's an unreasonable request for a guy that's been as good as Terry McLaurin has been here his whole career. And is, again, maybe I wasn't at those three playoff games last year, but I saw him catch – 3 touchdowns in 3 games in 3 playoff games on the road.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I didn't see anybody else do that.
How about the play in Detroit?
I'm saying.
Was anyone questioning him losing speed at that age in Detroit?
You know, hey, bro, it happens. Like, you know, I got told him, my last game I ran a 100-yard touchdown. They say I lost a step.
Yeah, maybe you did. But like,
I had a step to lose.
He had a step to lose. Like Bobby Wagner was saying the other day, I know where I'm going.
Exactly.
On the field. Yeah. So I can afford to lose a step because I know where I'm going, and a lot of the younger guys don't know yet.
Absolutely. Acknowledging the Terry stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this team in the conversation they're keeping as far as real contender? Maybe not in that first tier of Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, yeah. Bills, but that next tier, Washington's firmly planted.
All depends on the defense. I just don't know. I'm not saying they can't be. I'm just saying I don't know. I have to see them do it. Like, they've invested a lot in the defensive line. We're bringing Kinlaw in here and some of the other guys they brought in, and they brought Vaughn in. And they drafted high with Amos in the secondary. They went and got Will Harris to replace Chin. Like, they made some moves, so I'm not saying they're not going to work. I'm just saying I don't know because we haven't seen them play yet.
Yeah.
I have to see them on the field. I have to see.
Yeah, I see them in some pads.
How they do against that Eagles offensive line. Like, for real, for real.
100%.
Because you got boat raced the last time I saw you.
I know Edie said it wasn't really divisional oriented.
Yeah, okay.
It was. You got to see them
because you got annihilated by Saquon Barkley when it counted. You know, you gave up 55 points to the Eagles last time.
Totally.
So that's the question I don't know the answer to until I see them out in the field.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's pretty clear where they built. Now, you also build in the trenches to win games.
Sure.
Period.
Yes.
But especially when the Eagles are in your division.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And you got Dexter Lawrence in your division, and you got Parsons in your division.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then they improved the offensive line.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So everything our division is stacked with defensive linemen.
Monsters.
We went out and got that. Our division is stacked with offensive linemen.
Yeah.
We went and got defensive linemen.
Yeah.
They do what
you're
supposed to do. That's how you build a football team.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
DA, appreciate your time.
Of course,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate you, dude.
It looks like the stadium's going.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes. No, we wrote about it yesterday, and I was just listening to – at the same time Vaughn was in there, I was listening to Phil Mendelson's press conference, the chair of the city council. Certainly looks like they have a deal in place that certainly Mendelson thinks is better for the city, and they brought out their numbers to say it's – $950 million over 30 years. That's
additional cash
back to the district. Okay. So it sounds like they got the votes and is, I think, going to get passed. And, you know, it looks like that's where it's going to be.
Let's hope it stay right there.
Nobody
else say nothing else.
Yeah, you know, I think we're good.
I
think we're good.
I remember talking to you about that a while back.
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, you want it to get done, but you also want them to get the best deal they could.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe they've done that.
It certainly sounds like getting some tax revenues from parking, getting some tax revenues from some of the other places that weren't getting tax revenues to the city before. And they mentioned now, I was listening, but I wasn't able to ask a question. There is a line in this list of things that they're getting which says executive staff and sales staff will move to the District of Columbia. And I wanted to ask, when you say executive staff, who do you mean exactly? Like, who in the commander's offices are now going to be in the district that were either out here or in College Park before? And I don't know the answer to that. Hopefully I'll try to find
that
out.
They do have a lot of people at the stadium now.
Yeah.
And I think since they're at the stadium, they could be at that stadium.
Right, but does that mean the team president goes there? And I don't know.
Because, like, when Leon was over there, Leon's office was there. A lot of the people selling the stuff in the stadium, they're all there too.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think the offices that are in College Park, because there's another batch of offices in College
Park,
I think eventually at least that portion will be downtown.
Right.
If not. If the stadium's downtown,
if you built this complex that's not just the stadium, but all this office space and all this other stuff, I would think you'd move your people down there too.
DA, we got a boogie. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
That's our friend, the great, the Hall of Famer, David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Got to react to this Hulk Hogan news. Plus, we got a Frankie Lubu interview. Plenty coming your way. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.